You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast today. It's Saturday, October 30th, 2021. And we have an incredibly busy Halloween weekend this weekend. It is so cool to be actually booked for events on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. So I'm just letting you know that we're squeezing the radio program in live this morning because I've had a few people actually request to specifically be on the air, and I was feeling especially generous. And so I'm doing the program live today, which I normally wouldn't do. But everybody that's on hold right now will get on the air, so please don't hang up. So my plan is to get every one of you on the air today. So just hang in there, and I'll be with you as quickly as I can. Also, we just finished the 5th annual Night of the Witches, and it's the folks at DNR House of Diamonds that yet again created the most beautiful pendant as our grand prize. And this gorgeous redhead ended up winning that as a raffle. She bought one ticket. See, everything can change in a second. She bought one ticket. All right, I'm going to go right to the calls. I've got somebody here from 702. I'm going to get you right on the air. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
This is Cynthia.
Oh, hi, Cynthia. What's your question today?
I'd like to know if my life is ever going to get back to normal. Am I going to be happy again? Everything going to be okay?
Okay, so that sounds like a full reading. Is there a specific question I can answer for you?
Yes. Is my daughter going to get off drugs?
So here, I have to kind of give you a little bit of what I believe before I answer your question. So
okay.
I believe that we come in this lifetime and we choose everything about this life for the karmic lessons and the experience we're supposed to have as a human, all right? I also believe that we choose our children, and our children choose us to be a part of our lives, all right? And that's also part of the karma. So what I'm actually seeing here, your daughter has been influenced by a very unsavory man, all right? And what it's saying here is that she has to get to the point of realizing that her life can be different than what it is. And, of course, she's been a bit of a shortcutter her whole life anyway, you know, trying to the fastest way to get what she wants without actually working for it, which is interesting because you've worked really hard for everything that you have. So the example that you set was a good one. But of course, everybody has free will, and people are going to do what they do, right? So what it's saying here is that I actually see that there's a healing, and it's almost a healing that happens because she gets in trouble in some way. So it may be that she gets arrested for drug possession, all right? And because of that, she ends up in a rehab program, but it's the best thing that could ever happen to her. You see, because the thing is that you are so easily talked into helping her when at this point she actually has to help herself.
Okay.
So the question is she going to get off drugs? The answer to that is yes, but there's going to be basically one more skinning her knees to get there. And it may be that she actually has her moment of realization where she finally recognizes that she's here to do God's work. We're all here to do Spirit's work. That's why we're here, all right? And that her own experience would actually help other people going through exactly what she's going through right now. But it all started here, according to this, with some unsavory man.
That's true.
And he's, I'm sorry, I would use even more bad language to describe him, but he's really evil.
Okay.
So, but the answer to that is yes. And I want to tell you the power month for her to get on the other side of this looks like either November or February, because it resonates the number 2. So November resonates the number 11, which reduces to a 2 in numerology. February resonates the number 2, which is the card that's coming up, of a recognition, realization, epiphany, taking responsibility finally. That's what it's saying. So, all right, Cynthia, I really appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 516 area code. Hello, 516. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Rosie. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Rosie. What's your question?
So, Mona, I have been trying to find new work for some time now. I just recently had a phone screening with a lovely gentleman for a company as an executive assistant for the CEO of the company. And that went well, somewhat. I'm just calling to see if you see anything transpiring, if you see me getting a new job, when will I get a new job?
So what it's saying about your career and the vibration that I would like you to explain when you're talking to people is that you bring harmony to chaos, that your big gift to the planet is bringing harmony to chaos. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So when you interview anybody, you say, you know, you're going to give me the scope of work, but I'm going to do more than that to make sure that there's a certain flow or energy or harmony connected with your day. That's what I do. So
okay.
If you and then you say, are you looking for someone to totally screen away anyone you actually don't want to ever talk to? Because I can do that graciously.
Okay.
In other words, you literally put yourself out there to this man or woman that needs somebody that can, because what I get is that you're going to work for someone that everybody is pulling on this person. The interesting thing is this is saying that it's actually a woman that you end up working for, that she's somebody that everybody's pulling on her because her either public persona or her actual natural tendency is to try and help everybody. So she gets distracted. So she explains that to you. She goes, I love all these people, but I can't give them all personal attention. So I need somebody that can deflect responsibility to somebody else for things that they don't need me for, right? So it
yes.
actually looks like a job that ends up being incredibly satisfying for you because you do that really well. So you can say, in other words, you get to know the person almost as if they become your friend. So Sally, who probably calls in every day just to check in on your boss, you can say, hey, Sally, you know, she's got something she's doing right now. What can I help you with?
Yes, that's what an executive assistant does. I agree.
Right. But then you say, you know, sweetie pie, she's going to be totally tied up till the end of the day. How about I find out when she's got a few minutes free, and I'll call you back and tell you when to call back, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you the way you want to do this is that you want to become someone's work wife.
Okay.
All right. So you may not actually say those words, but that's how you're going to present yourself. You're going to say, look, I'm an old school executive assistant. And what I mean by that is that not only can I do all of your correspondence and not only can I field your calls, but I will make you your perfect cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I will get to know who gets through to you right away and who doesn't. I do it really well. And when you give me a project, it's going to have my undivided attention. So the answer of when is talking about, it says very quickly, there's happy disruption, which means you going back to work. Sometime within the next few weeks, according to this, Rosie.
Okay.
So here's what I would do in the meantime, just because you can't stand sitting still, you want to do something, is I would make sure that every single thing you've ever done as an executive assistant is on your LinkedIn profile. And make sure there's an updated picture of you on that, and make sure there's a banner picture in the background of where you most want to live, wherever that is, whether it's the current place or someplace else, all right?
And you think it's female?
I think it's a woman. You know, I really don't like the word female because I think it should only apply to puppies or kittens. So when someone says that word, it's like, ugh. I like the word woman. It's a little bit more embracing, you see? A little bit more,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of just the gender. Just my thought. Okay. But anyway, but yeah, I do think you're going to be working for a woman, and I think it's going to be someone who's very, very high-powered. She's going to be pretty amazing, and it would probably be the job you'd work at until you wanted to retire. That's how good I see it to be. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 803 area code. Hello, 803. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. What's your question today?
Yeah, I was wondering, where my money come at? You see any money or fame soon?
Okay, so the biggest thing I get with you is that you have to participate in your talent, all right? This is
right.
saying you're incredibly talented, but that, and you've, and lately you've been getting a little annoyed that no one's recognized it, all right? But
right.
what I would recommend that you do is you put something that samples or showcases your talent on social media at least twice a day.
Okay, yeah, I've been doing
okay.
that the past 2 days. I'm
now,
supposed to be in a gospel play.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'm supposed to be in a gospel play.
Oh, how exciting. Okay.
Right.
Are you also a singer?
Oh, I do spoken word poetry.
Okay, so here's what, hold on, here's what I would like you to do, is every Monday, you want to hashtag Monday Motivation, and you talk about a thought of the day. Every Tuesday, you put hashtag Tuesday Motivation, and you do your thought of the day. Because what I'm getting here is that the words that you're expressing are exactly what the people that actually tune into what you say need to hear at that moment. And the more you do it as video, and I'm talking no longer than 30 seconds, the more you do it as a video, the more people will tune in.
Okay.
Okay, but that would be my recommendation, that you're on the right path. It's just your words have yet to reach the right ears, but they will.
Okay, so you see something good happening with this play?
You have to stay consistent with it, and then there is something that circles around that benefits you.
Okay. Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Chris. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. And I'm going to go to area code 347. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tamika.
Oh, hi, Tamika. What's your question?
Hi. Since the last time I spoke with you, I left the job that I told you about that I was trying to leave for the longest, the horrible one. So I just couldn't take it anymore. So in September I left it, and I've been trying to get like a job out of state, job work at home, just a job I'd be happy with, and nothing came through. So I ended up taking a retail job really quickly. I ended up leaving it today because I couldn't take it anymore because it was something that I thought I could handle physically, and I can't. So I started it like 2 weeks ago. I only lasted 2 weeks. So now I feel like I'm running around with a chicken with a head cut off. I've never left a job.
Okay. So if you were to just do retail, I would highly recommend that you do retail where there's a commission attached to it, all right? So I don't see you working for Target or Amazon or, you know, even necessarily one of the department stores. I actually see you right now, because we're going into the holiday season, finding yourself a job at a high-end accessory retail store, like a Louis Vuitton or a Chanel or a Dior, where you can learn about the product, but the commission that goes along with your sales is worth it for you to put up with it. Do you see what I mean?
Wanna, I understand. I just can't stand on my feet for 10 hours like I used to when I was a teenager and work in retail anymore. I realized that I was coming home in too much pain. So that's
right.
Why I can't retail.
Okay. The only thing that I'm telling you is that in those particular shops, it's not an overwhelming amount of customers that come in all the time. So you don't have to be on your feet the whole time is what I'm trying to get to with you, all right? So if you worked for a diamond retailer, and I'm only telling you to do this for a couple of months, all right? Because
I had applied to the Louis Vuitton and the Gucci store in my mall where I just left, and I didn't get hired by them. So I applied to a couple of other offices. I didn't know if you saw something else coming through.
Here's the thing, is that if you were to go up, if you were to find a job where it was customer service online working from home through one of the big financial institutions or one of the big travel agencies or, one of the customer service type people, right? It's saying there's a job that's happening very quickly for you, but I only see you working at that job for about 3 months till you find something that's a little bit more worthy of your talents, okay? But we got to keep you working so that when you find the next job, it ends up being something better. The other thing I'm going to highly recommend is that you sign up with some temporary staffing services where you have the opportunity to do a temp to hire kind of thing. So I would apply with some of the, Apple One, Manpower, Kelly Services, whatever it is. I would apply with some of those temporary staffing services just to get yourself going. And then as new jobs come up that are posted by that agency, because you're already showing that you're a good, responsible worker, then you have a better chance of getting those jobs. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, gal, that's what it's saying. So it's saying that you work a job temporarily for about 3 months, and then the better job basically hits the horizon for you. So I hope that helps. Thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the – I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What's your question today?
I just want to know if me and my daughter's father will ever get along.
Okay, so without even turning over cards, he's the one that's resistant to getting along, not you. He's always been sort of a stubborn kind of jerk. That's how he's come up. So the answer to the question is yes, as long as you're polite to him and don't take anything he says or does personally, okay? Because the thing is that in a lot of ways you wish just by being kind or polite to him that he would give more. But according to this, he's not. He's kind of a selfish jerk.
Yeah.
So all you do is say, I really need your help for the benefit of our child, and this is what I need. Are you able to swing it? Whatever that is. If he says no, say, well, when do you think you might be able to swing it? But you're very polite. I want you to use – the difference between polite and nice, all right, and I would just want to give you this very simple example. So let's say someone at work says to you, oh, my God, Jennifer, you make the best chocolate chip cookies. And you're like, oh, great, I'll make you some. So you bring in 3 dozen cookies the next day, right? That's being nice.
Right.
Being polite is, oh, I'd be delighted to give you the recipe.
Okay,
so in other words, you are still helpful, but you're not going to be the person that falls all over herself or takes it personally that he's basically acting like a stubborn jerk right now.
Yeah.
Okay? And by the way, the more communication that can happen via text, the more you'll get. Because it puts him totally on edge when you ask him a direct question and he doesn't know the answer. But if you text him, he can think about it and respond. And then you have a written record.
We're just now going through a separation, and it just happens so fast. And he's being like, he doesn't want to come get his daughter, or he's at the bar, and
he's really being a stubborn jerk right now because emotionally he can't handle this. That's why.
Well, he was like so in love with me, and then it just flipped overnight. It was weird. But
yeah, well, it's not you, it's him. You just got to know that.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
yeah,
anybody. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 205 area code. Hello, 205. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Thank you for taking my call. This is Patricia.
Oh, hey,
Mona.
Patricia. What's your question?
Hey. Yes. I had a couple of dreams over a three-night period last week. I dreamed I had a baby.
Oh, wow.
I dreamed I made love to a man. I also dreamed,
girl.
I took care of took care of my patient. And lastly, here I dream that I got married. All the while seeing 11/11, 10/10, tell me.
Well, of course, my immediate reaction to everything you just said to me, sorry, a little frog in my throat, is that each one of those dreams is an expression of love.
Mm.
All right? Each one of those is a different sparkle in the facet of the diamond. Do you see what I'm saying? And the fact that you're recognizing repeating numbers, that's just putting an underline underneath that thought, all right? And I just turned some cards over for you, and what it's saying here is that first you're getting to a very, very honest place of what love is, which I think is absolutely beautiful, all right? Then it's saying that the love that's being attracted to you is actually real, authentic, not burdensome love, not take advantage of you love, but real delight, like holding a butterfly in the palm of your hand with your palm totally open, knowing that butterfly could fly away any moment. You see what I mean? It's a sense of looking at the moment of how it can be filled with love, which is why you're recognizing these numbers as they come up. But these are beautiful cards. It says that you're putting that vibration of love in the spotlight, and you're looking for love in any given moment, random or not. So it's kind of a big deal.
Mm, beautiful. Thank you so much,
All right, my
Mona.
Friend. Thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 519 area code. Hello, 519. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer Mona. I haven't called you in a while.
Hi, Jennifer. What's your question?
Work. Do you see any changes around work?
So, okay. So a lot of the unfairness and a lot of the crap that's gone on around you with work is to show you a whole lot of what you don't want, all right? However, your light still shines even though there's an unfair environment around you, because you will make sure that the job gets done even if you have to do somebody else's work to get it done, all right? But what I'm actually getting here is that I feel that where you are right now is temporary, that you're probably only going to stay there wherever you are right now for maybe the next 8 weeks, and that you're going to beef up your LinkedIn profile, and you're going to start looking for a job that aligns a little better with what you really want to do. So the trick of it is first, you write down every single detail you've ever done in your life on your LinkedIn profile in your current job now, all right? And in the meantime, you just keep your nose to the grindstone for 8 weeks. Because what I'm getting is that new budgets are going to be released, new opportunities are going to be released, and available to you as of January.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. No, I'm losing my job in 2 weeks, so that would be...
Oh, okay.
And I've been working hard. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's actually okay. Because the fact that you can now claim this as a job you work till November of 2021, right? It's going to appear to everybody else that you work till the end of the month, right? And so anyone that you talk to about a new opportunity, you can say, well, I'm available as of January 1st.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect.
Okay, but I actually think that there's a much better job circling around for you, and the fact that you get to leave this one you get to leave this one gracefully. That's what makes this so good. And then you ask, is there a recommendation you can give me for my next opportunity?
Oh, good. Okay, I didn't think about that. That's perfect.
Right. So is there a recommendation you give me for my next opportunity? I would actually look at whoever this company's competitors are, and as soon as you're not working there anymore, apply at those companies.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right, Jennifer. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.